Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of the Word Incarnate, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The theme, it seems, in the readings today are persecution for the truth. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the first reading were unwilling to compromise or give in to the king's command to worship false gods. And so in order to stand fast to their Jewish faith, they told him that, you know, we know that if we are faithful to our God, he will protect us. But even if he should not decide to protect us, we still will not give in to your unlawful command, this immoral command for us to worship false gods. And we see in the gospel, our Lord is being persecuted by the Pharisees for speaking the truth. And he tells them that, you know, that if you live according to my teaching, you are truly my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But yet, they did not want to listen, and they were out to get our Lord. And as we see later on during Holy Week, they'll eventually succeed in achieving their evil deed. But we know that the church, you know, we are members of the mystical body. And as our Lord says, the servant is not above the master. And even today, even in our day and age, we see the church is being persecuted for speaking the truth about various issues, whether it be contraception, abortion, or same-sex marriages, homosexual unions, whatever you want to call it. It's really the church that seems to be on trial for its teaching. And the church must always, as it is, the bride must be faithful to its spouse. The church must always proclaim the truth in season and out. Sad to say, in some cases, members of the church do not, especially it seems at times, it seems the bishops are rather quiet when it comes to defending the faith in the public circle. And so we must pray, and we must also take up this task, and we must preach the truth and pray for our bishops that they be true shepherds. As a true shepherd is supposed to be out there defending the flock and not hiding among the sheep. We also know that as our Lord was persecuted most vehemently by those who were the strongest persecutors of our Lord were his own co-religionists. You may say those who were of his own faith, the Pharisees, who were supposed to be his greatest allies in the sense that if they were truly students of the law and were truly as religious as they claimed to be, they would have been his first disciples. But instead, because of their apostasy, their wanting to use religion for other means to serve their ends, they were his greatest enemies. And we see that even in the church today. We see that some of the greatest persecutors of the church are its own children who have apostatized, who have forsaken the truth and call themselves Catholic in name, but not in practice. Today, as we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and like true followers of God throughout the ages, we can't compromise with the error. We must be willing to stand fast, even to the point of dying for the truth, as Christ himself did not compromise. He didn't use diplomatic means, you might say, to get out of a difficult situation. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego didn't say to the king, oh, well, let's see if we can find some other compromise to this solution. No, they knew that they had to stand fast to the truth. And it's because they stood fast to the truth that they brought about the conversion of their persecutor. That it was through their remaining steadfast to the truth that Nebuchadnezzar, at the end of this first reading, realizes and comes to realize in the true God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego worshipped. He said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants that trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." Let us pray that, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, saints of the Old Testament, that Catholics today, and especially those in places of high authority, will be willing and see that that's the same kind of example we need in our world today, that steadfastness to the teaching of the church to the point of suffering for it. It's the only way we will bring about the conversion of the society, of the culture that we're in. Blessed Titus Brandsma said, the martyr, the Carmelite martyr during World War II, said that no one can be a true prophet in his society or in his age unless he's willing to come into conflict with it. Let us keep that in mind today in our day and age as we try to proclaim the truth in our world today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.